Mobile.
Hello, okay, KB4CBA. Good evening, and how are you, sir?
Well, I hope you are. Have you been, got any answers yet about the, what was going on?
Yeah, they told me I from the MRI results that I had a mild stroke. They weren't real concerned about it, especially since my eyesight corrected itself, and they put me on Plavix for a month, but then after that I don't have to take that anymore. All I have to take is I think it's an 81 milligram tablet of aspirin every morning for the rest of my life, but that's basically it. They said think after Monday I'll be out of the window for having a massive stroke.
I know they gave you good news, but it makes you worry a little bit when they start using those other terms.
They didn't seem to be really concerned about it. They don't think I'm going to have a massive stroke. So I'm playing tennis Monday. They said I could play tennis, so I've got a game scheduled for 10:30 Monday morning.
I'm glad you got good news and things are looking good. I know you're anxious to get back to normal activity.
I am, and we went to my oldest grandson's first football game. It's flag football, and he's 10 years old, and so and they won tonight. So in fact, he got to play the quarterback position a little bit. So he was excited about that. But he played the entire game. It was just amazing.
Fun to watch. And I remember going to the kids' game. Our grandchildren aren't old enough yet, but I know we'll probably be doing the same thing here in a few years.
He's got another game tomorrow, so I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but I guess we'll wait and see.
Question: How do you like that? Forerunner. Do you like that better than the Mustang? Do you miss the Mustang, or is it too hard to compare?
I'd be lying to you if I didn't say I do miss the Mustang. I really do. But it was getting some age on it, and it was in great shape, but it was just at a point to where I knew things were going to start going wrong with it, and my extended warranty had run out. So I was just, ready for a change. I had it 5 years, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'd take it back in a minute, but I am enjoying the 4Runner. It's a great vehicle, and I don't have any complaints at all.
It makes a great vehicle. We've got a RAV4, which we really like. My wife drives. She really likes that. And I know several people with the 4Runners. I wouldn't mind one myself, but maybe someday.
The repeater. Okay. I guess that guy's turning left. He just didn't want to tell anybody. I like it. It's just up high. It's a four-wheel drive, if I ever need that. And almost the exact color of the Mustang. It's a dark blue, and everything, pretty much everything else is blacked out. It's got, you know, black rims and black leather interior, and it's got the TRD off-road package. And anyway, so I'm having a good time with it.
Cylinder version, or do they make an 8-cylinder?
The V6, honestly, I don't know if they make one. If they do, I'm not aware of it. But anyway, they may put one in the Tundra, the big, you know, their big pickup.
Powerful. I was just curious with that extra. You said that what the TRDO package? I was just wondering if that added a larger engine.
Added suspension is beefier, and you know, it's just made more for off-roading than some of the other models, and that's where the changes or the differences are. As far as I know, the engine's the same. It's like 275 horsepower or something like that. And it's, you know, it's pretty thirsty. it gets worse gas mileage than my Mustang did.
You don't like that. And I'm sure you're out on the weekends taking it off-road, aren't you, going through mud pits and stuff?
I haven't had it off-road yet. I've never really done anything like that. I don't know. But I would, I would take it out in the snow if I ever had the occasion to drive it in the snow. So we'll just have to see if I do any off-roading or not. I'm just not, I don't mind doing that. I just hate cleaning it up.
Too muddy, you got a lot of cleaning to do, and it's hard to get it back to what it was.
There's my nephew. Both of them, I think they have Jeeps, and especially the younger one, he's named after me. Him and his wife each have a Jeep, and they got a video of them on Facebook, both of them, one behind the other, and they were actually riding up a creek and just following the creek and you know, off-road, and their dog was running beside David's truck. It was real funny to see all that going on, and I have no idea where they were, but they live, somewhere, I think west of, east of Charlotte.
Those old CJs, and they turn them into rock crawlers, and he does that a lot. He showed me some pictures, and I've seen some videos. I mean, it's amazing what those things will go over. You got the right size wheels and transmissions and things on them.
It's got skid plates on it for that kind of thing, but I just don't know that I would be that aggressive with it. Driving through mud would be okay, but I don't think I'd do any rock climbing with it, or, you know, hill climbing, that kind of thing.
You wouldn't want to just take a stock car off the, you know, off the street and do that kind of thing with it. I know I wouldn't want to anyway. I can't afford to.
That's just me, and, you know, I guess if I was younger, I just don't have a great desire to take it out and, you know, get it filthy dirty. But anyway, well, have you been listening to NEHF today? I heard there were some storms out west, some tornadoes and stuff earlier today.
A little bit this this afternoon when I got up just for a few minutes, and it didn't seem to be very active, and propagation didn't seem to be that great. But I didn't stay on there very long. But I did hear about the storms though on the news.
4CBA. I haven't listened to the news today, so I really, honestly, I don't even know what they said. I know what they said last night, but I think that changed. And so anyway, I was just curious, and I know there was a couple of areas that they, at least last night, that they were talking about that might get hit pretty hard.
And I don't know the exact details, but there were some more tornadoes and a few more people were killed either early this morning or sometime today. But I don't know, like I said, I can't remember. I didn't pay attention to where exactly it was.
You know, for a minute, I'm actually downtown right now. We're headed back from Beasley, and I just went by the clock center, so I'm kind of cutting through here to get on Rushford Road.
I'm from Spartanburg. I got to take an empty trailer back down to Fountain Inn area. I normally just go right back to the Greenville building, but they asked me to take this trailer down here, so traffic's not too bad right now.
Do you have a bird dog talking to you?
Hang on just 1 second. I got to change lanes. Somebody pulled in front of me and put on their brakes, and it's a distance. I'm, you know, too close to the bumper, the radar.
So it was telling you that she needed to back off. Yeah, don't you love it? Well, I hate that happened to you, but I tell you, some people don't realize that, you know, you can't stop as fast as a vehicle can, a regular car.
Go down or do something about it. If I kept going, it would put the brakes on for me. Kind of a pain, because I've had people cross in front of me, you know, turning left and going into a parking lot. And I can clearly see they've made it, and I'm fine. You know, it's a little close. It's not bad. I can tell they're going to make it. There's not going to be an issue, but this truck will slam on the brakes when it's already gone. It's got a little delay on it.
A little irritating. This vehicle has a, if I'm using the cruise, it uses a radar and keeps a certain distance, but it will also start warning me if they're, like, somebody's turning right and I'm coming up on them too fast, and which I do a good bit, and it'll warn me about braking, and I just talk to it sometimes and say, hey, I'm getting over, okay? I'm not going to hit the car. But anyway, there's nobody in here but me.
Another 10, 15 years, and you turn to your car like that, and it'll probably talk back to you.
And they'll be probably all be driving themselves. And we'll just sit back and do have whatever else we want to do. And I just hope that that I have an internal combustion engine. Oh me! But because I'm gonna miss that sound if it ever goes away.
Attachment that you can, in fact, I think they're already doing it for the Mustang, where you can have that sound just for remembrance. But then there's going to be a generation that won't even know what that is, so they won't need to make it anymore.
Isn't that the sad part? That you're absolutely right about that, and there will come a day, and I just got on Rutherford at downtown there at the Sphinx station. Anyway, yeah, they make a kit for the electric Mustang, and you can buy, I think it's like $800, and it'll give you different tones depending on what you want, and you know, and vary as you step down on the accelerator and that kind of thing. But the 2024 Mustang is, they make a 1,000 horsepower version. It's an internal combustion engine.
Because I've seen a Mustang losing their rear end when they, you know, guys pull out from a light or something, make a right turn and pull into a street. I can't imagine how easy that one would be to spin it around.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'd probably kill myself driving it, but I'd love to drive one. But they showed one on, I saw it on Facebook, and the guy pulled up beside a guy. They were on a highway, and of course, the guy was filming him, and he pulled up beside him. It looked like they were doing about 50 miles an hour. And the Mustang just took off. I mean, it was like he was shot out of a rocket. It was just unbelievable.
Okay. It would be fun. It'd be a way to go, I guess. You know, you'd want to feather that accelerator, though, off the line.
I can't see any way they could make a rear end that could bite and hold, you know, keep the tires from spinning unless they got some kind of, you know, program that I don't know about, but I guess you could turn that off if you wanted to spin the tires, but anyway, like I said, if I drove one, I'd probably kill myself, but I'd die with a smile on my face.
Cost is going to prohibit the majority of people from buying it, though. It'll be a select few that can, will have the money to, you know, bring one of those home and fix it when they wreck it.
Imagine what it costs. It's got to be super expensive, you know, and but not that much horsepower and all that. But anyway, I could probably afford one maybe, you know, 10, 15 years down the road.
That one will probably increase in value.
I just want to make sure I stop somewhere where I can hit the repeater. I'm right here at Rutherford Stone, no, Rutherford 291, and it's a bad spot for dead zones here. In fact, I'll probably lose the repeater for about 30 seconds or so, because I'll get down down the hill and then back by the farmer's market and back up the hill. And it really doesn't quieten that back down or get the signal doesn't get good again until about a mile down the road.
Getting a pop of it in there, but still copyable.
And I can tell I'm not copying the repeater for quieting, so I'm sure I do.
So are you going to ease back into it or just go back to your normal schedule?
Well, I guess I'm just going back to my normal schedule, but I'm not going to, I don't know that I'm going to be playing as hard as I was to begin with anyway.
I'll do fine. That's good. I'm glad you're able to get back into it, but Dave, I'm about where I'm going here. I gotta drop this empty trailer, find out where I can put it for these people, and I know you're gonna be home soon. I hope you have a great weekend, and glad you're doing better. KB4CBA and 4ZLK Mobile. I'll talk to you later.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for asking about me, and you know, I will be home in about 3 minutes. So, but you have a good evening, and be careful out there going home. It's good to talk to you. 73 CB4 CB.